shape of Cimarron yesterday afternoon, and they're going to get a little bit week off, I think, rest of the week off before they get ready for Goodland coming up here on Tuesday. We got senior Zach Roberts joining us here, and how are you doing this evening?
Oh, I'm doing great, man. How are you?
Doing all right. Yesterday, 12-2 doubleheader sweep. Both scores were that, both games were that score, and you had a big part of that day yesterday. How do you think things went for you?
They went pretty good. I just went out there, played the game, listened to the coaches, and we ended up winning, playing a good game. They're a good team, and we'll expect to see them in the regional.
All right. Well, you've had a pretty good approach at the plate this year. You've been a little bit stronger there down in that kind of 7-8 hole there. And what's changed for you at the plate this year?
Last year, Coach Finch would help me, and I would just blow him off, do my own thing. But this year, I really take it into account of what he's been saying, and it's really helped me a lot to see the ball better and make more contact, get on base.
All right. Well, it's definitely helped there, and it's amazing what some of the things has it made yourself of what you've been able to do maybe this year taking those lessons?
Could you repeat that?
Like what you've been able to do this year, has it kind of amazed yourself at what you've been able to accomplish?
Yeah, it has. Last year I struck out quite a bit, and this year just hitting the ball and getting on base really makes me feel a lot better about last year.
Well, you play in the outfield, some days are windy and you'll get the ball hit to you very far. Some days it's a nice day, little wind blowing out your way. How have you what is kind of the mindset when you're playing out there in left field?
Just look alive and be ready for the ball. You know, not every play the ball is going to get hit to you, and when it does, it's just you got to focus on it, be ready for it, and you got to account for the wind. I love playing out there. I love it.
All right. Well, hopefully things continue to improve for you here. Season's going a little fast, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. We got 10 more games.
Man, and then the playoffs. Well, senior Zach Roberts joining us here. Thanks again for the time here, and good luck to you coming up here the rest of the year.
Thank you.
All right, once again, senior Zach Roberts joining us here. And up next here, we got junior Aaron Armendariz joining us here. And, well, how you doing this evening?
Pretty good, and you?
Doing all right. Is this the first time you've been on? Were you on last year? Or?
Yeah, last year.
Okay, so, well, first time this year anyways. But, junior season, things going pretty well for you, huh?
Yeah, I had a slow start, but as of now, it's picked up pretty good.
Heard you had an exciting moment yesterday.
Yeah, well, I did.
You smashed one out of the park, huh?
Yeah, my first one ever.
Did that kind of surprise yourself a little bit?
Yeah, like, it felt good coming off the bat, but then I wasn't for sure if it was going to get out, and so I ran it out, and once I got to first, Coach Finch told me.
All right. Well, you're just going to test your speed anyway, huh?
Yeah.
Well, you've been a big contributor to both the offense and defense this year. I think it was a Colby game. You kind of made a diving catch, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of fun there. I mean, right field sometimes doesn't get a lot of that activity, but what do you do to kind of stay focused when you're out there in right field?
Get pre-pitch routine, and then if there's a simple grounder, try to go back up first base. Mm-hmm. Just I think the pre-pitch routine is what keeps me ready and focused.
All right. What would you like to see from yourself here as you continue to work through the second half of the season?
Keep batting, keep advancing runners, keep scoring, do good offensively and defensively.
All right. Well, hope things continue to improve there for you, Aaron. Congratulations on a good start to the season here, and good luck the remaining of the year.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, junior Aaron Armendariz is joining us here. We'll get to talk with Coach David Dirks here as he'll get the headset on. Beavers with a big doubleheader sweep yesterday. Cimarron winning both games 12-2, both in run rule fashion. And Coach, I had a week off there after your doubleheader there with Colby, and still at home here. And nice to pick up a couple of wins there, and both of them in a little bit different variations of how you were able to run rule them yesterday.
Yeah, there were a couple times we scored in bunches, but I thought throughout both games, our defense was excellent. Pitching was really well, and you know, we got out some early leads and allowed us to have a little bit of confidence. Defending and pitching, it's always nice. And you know, the start of game two was that was awesome. There, start of game two and a lot of action, and you know, everybody involved and everybody was part of that one. And you know, we played a nice game one and a good doubleheader overall. I was really happy with what we did, especially you know, sometimes it's difficult going a whole week without playing, and then also not having school. Those kind of things sometimes add up. So I am fortunate we were home again.
Yeah.
We really don't know what a bus looks like at this point. It's been a long time, so that was nice to be at home with those other kind of factors playing in.
Well, did you feel like that your doubleheader is probably the most consistent through a doubleheader you guys have been all year?
Yeah, I think so. It really kind of did feel like we just continued on. We had a couple little slower innings, defensively and base running and all that, and mm-hmm. Scoring kind of came in bunches. But yeah, we played two good games, and from the first inning to the last inning of the second game, we had different guys in there doing it. Like we've talked a couple times, the amount of guys that I feel comfortable in putting out there, and we're going to see some more of it and a little bit of change here and there. And the more rounded we can be as a team, better off we're going to be at the end of the year. So halfway through it, and we're still got some changes to make and not really just permanent changes, just put some guys in some different spots and allow them to have confidence no matter where they're at on the field.
9-1 on the year through that midway point here. You like where you guys are sitting right now?
Yeah. Looking at regional standings and league standings, there's some really good teams in both. Our league is pretty strong this year. It's been strong for a number of years now. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad that as the league has been strong, we've been in the upper part of it mm-hmm. recently. And that's not easy to do. Then regional standings, those things will kind of work themselves out as the season goes along. But we definitely would like to play the first game as the home team. So, and stay on the home side of the bracket. So that's important to us right now.
Yeah, it's just to show how balanced this league is. I mean, this has only been able the second opportunity you guys have been able to sweep a league opponent this year, just how difficult it has been because you – Holcomb and Colby split yesterday, which might have been a little bit of a surprise. Or Huguenin and Colby, excuse me, split yesterday. And I think Goodland ended up sweeping Ulysses. But speaking of Goodland, you guys get them next Tuesday, and that's going to be a pretty fun matchup there with the Cowboys coming to town.
It will be. It's a game we're looking forward to. They've got Holcomb Friday. Mm-hmm. We'll see what those guys can work out between themselves, as we're still rested and getting ready for Tuesday. And once we play Tuesday, it's baseball twice a week until we're done. So it's going to be a fast-paced end to our season.
Yeah, it is. And, 10 games here for the next 2.5 weeks. That'll be pretty fun, though.
Yeah, the guys enjoy it. So
yeah, enough of the practice, right?
Right.
All right. Once again, Coach David Dirks joining us here. Baseball off to a hot start, 9-1 at the midway mark of the year. Thanks again for the time, Coach, and good luck to you coming up here next week.
All right. Thanks, guys.